Hi everyone, thanks for checking in here today. We've been discussing getting a house under contract and the first steps that you're going to be taking once you get the house under contract. We need to talk about what's going to take place that final week before the actual title signing. So by this time, you probably have a date and a time specifically scheduled for signing so that you know when to go to title. But what are some of the other things that you need to have done before you sign? Just made a little list here. We talked about previously, you need to start looking at utilities early on, MUD and electric and different things like that. Make sure that you know the official date now so you know that you need to have the utilities in your names. You don't want to have any complications after you sign the title because you did not do the utilities or take over utilities when you said you were going to, when you took control of the property. The other big thing that you're going to need to do, a lot of banks and title companies are going to require you to have the insurance in place depending on your financing. So as your agent, or your agent should be able to refer you to different insurance companies out there that have done a great job and will help get you the lowest rate with best coverage for your needs on that property. Every insurance is a little different. They're going to ask different questions. This is another way for your agent to walk you through the different challenges of getting that information, as well as making sure that you're working with a person that fully explains what is covered. Don't want any surprises down the line with that insurance. A big thing that you're going to be following up with is about 1 to 2 days before the actual signing of the title, you get one last chance to look at the property with the final walkthrough. This is designed for buyers to take one more look at the property, make sure there's no significant changes to the property, damages, make sure that nothing is missing that originally was in the purchase agreement. So say when you wrote up on the property, they said they were leaving the washer and dryer and you planned everything for the washer and dryer to be there. That would be something that we'd look for, make sure that they actually left it on the premises, and it would give you an opportunity to renegotiate and be like, no, you said you were leaving this, you're going to return this, or you can say, you know what, I don't really care. Whatever. You're also looking for like broken windows, giant holes in the walls, different obvious things that are really different to the property that you might not have been aware of, or was damaged as the sellers were moving out of the property. Big thing after that is you can renegotiate things at the end there. If something, most of the time, nothing's wrong with the property, so. But on the off chance there's the chance of renegotiating different things or different details in the contract. Another big thing that you're going to be doing is that we're going to be sitting down at title. Due to COVID, the numbers have been declining, and Title Services has, we use Ambassador Title Services here. That's who I prefer to use. I have not been allowed to go into title signing with my clients for about a 6 month period there due to COVID, and they recently opened it back up. You never know what complications can come up. I'm going to try to be there, and your agent should be there for title signing, making sure that the title officer is doing everything according, explaining different forms to you and to the full extent so that you understand the whole process. You shouldn't be left in the dark through any of this, and that's why I prefer to use Ambassador Title and the title officer that I do use for that very reason. During title signing, you're going to have dozens of papers to sign, and that's why I'm kind of making it a big deal for you to have a title officer that's going to be explaining everything. After everything is signed and stuff, most of the time your agent is actually going to have the key. They cannot release the key to you until after the title is in your name. Other times the key is left at the title office so that they will hand over the key to the house. And that's how you're going to be able to access the property after the signing and stuff. There's always difference different things that you can do with signing. Just make sure you communicate with everyone involved. Communicate with your agent. Make sure that, say, the day of signing, something comes up, you have to go to work, or you have to go pick up your kid from daycare, or you just broke your leg and can no longer come in to the office and get it signed. There's different workarounds that we are able to do. The biggest thing through this entire process is communication. Your agent should be communicating with you, and you should be able to communicate back with your agent with any questions, concerns, or changes that might occur during this whole process. Like I said at the beginning, it's about 4 to 6 week period, so just making a huge emphasis on that. And last thing said between most agents and title signing is congratulations. Like, this was a whole this was a battle. The current market is making it challenging for buyers to get into houses. So your agent should be there, should be congratulating you, and she should continue being a resource for you for years to come. I know with my team on the Potter Real Estate Group, as he has a little sign there behind me, we have a Core 100 group of contractors at your disposal, guys that we've worked with in the past, guys that have done a great job for our clients, and we are always scrubbing them if they mess up and they don't treat our clients the way we want our clients to be treated. They get scrubbed off there, and we're always communicating with our clients to make sure that they are up to par with the service that we want to be able to provide. A lot of times, that's where our Core 100 is a lot of times referenced from the clients that we're working with. A lot of people have friends, family, that are in that private sector, just as real estate agents. They do drywall, they do painting, they do road work, they do whatever. That's a great opportunity for your agent to not only were they able to help you get a house, but now they're going to be able to help your friends and family and help grow their businesses as well, and continue to grow in that relationship together. But thanks everyone for tuning in. I hope you learned a few things about the buying process. And if you have any questions about the whole process or want me to go over specific topics, I'd love to hear from you, and have a great rest of your day.